All right. Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. We have a quorum. Michael Seeds, the clerk. Carol Tracy, the treasurer. I, the trustee. First order of business is approval of minutes from June 20th meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Jeez.
Second order of business is to approve the special meeting minutes from July 8th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain. Clerk's report.
All right. So before I get into my reports, I just want to ask that anybody who has any comments or questions, that they wait until the end of the meeting when we get to the point of the
citizens
discussion. I also ask the audience to be kind to the board and to each other, and let's keep this civil, please. With that said, I do want to state that I may or may not be able to answer any questions from the July 8th meeting that we held. This is an internal HR matter, and this does not fall in the information of what happened does not fall under Kansas Open Meetings Act or Records Act. Okay? So, for my items, we had our annual 2023 budget at the Butler County's clerk office. All three of us were in attendance for that. September 19th is when we'll be voting on that, so you know. That budget was sent in to the Rose Hill Reporter and was published on the July 7th publication. I provided some data and updated some vendor information for Chad Andrus, CPA, for our 2021 audit. I also contacted Daryl Lutz with Butler County Public Works about the agreement with SEMA/BNSF to ensure that the roads would be repaired once they were done with the tracks. He informed me that they do not do agreements. SEMA does not do agreements on doing that. They did have an agreement with Lincoln Township, but that was because it crossed over El Dorado Lake Reservoir. And so that's the only reason why they had to do that. He did assure me that they do a good job in repairing it. And if there are issues, to contact Butler County, contact Daryl, and he will go after them as much as possible. Had some conversations about insurance and HR related items. The old grader was picked up and the check was received and deposited from CAT, so that's done. And I also made some revisions to the employee handbook based upon attorney recommendations. That is one of the items that we'll be voting on today. And that's all I have.
Treasurer's report.
Okay. We started last month with $206,838.44, earned $153.37 interest, cleared checks were $42,912.07, our deposits were $236,256.76, and our ending balance was $400,336.50. I do have one concern on this banking is we have way too many no receipts on our.
I'll get them.
Okay, but we're about to get audited.
And for last year. from last year.
Well, we've got a lot of missing receipts then too, but we got more this year. So we just need to catch up on those missing receipts.
I thought we had a check of $253,000.
We do, but it wasn't in the reconciliation. It came okay. July 1st. This is for June's.
I can't remember what date it was.
And you're talking about the FEMA?
No, the grader.
Oh, I see.
It was deposited.
It's pretty close right there.
Yeah.
Motion to approve the vouchers.
I'll second that.
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Overseers trustees report. We had a chance to rent a loader for a little while, so we hauled some dirt to Metal Arc 6, got quite a bit of it done. We're still working on some of the washouts from the heavy rains. Installed a culvert for Bill Blair, repaired the brake pot on PT3, installed a temporary culvert on 160-2. Until construction is complete, purchased pipe, built two temporary culverts, fixed potholes throughout the township. Randy's been hauling dirt to County Line 3. Started rebuilding the water truck. We started mowing the right-of-ways. We burned a couple tree piles we had, replaced the clutches on the vacuum mower. Started rebuilding water pump for water truck. Cleaned out culverts on 180-6. Waconee 6 and 5 and Prairie Creek 6. We built the lawn for the tack trailer, repaired door for excavator and several O-rings, cleaned out the 160M motor grader, started stripping trees on Metal Arc 6, trimmed several limbs across the township that were hazardous, replaced culverts on County Line 3. Next month we'll look at repairing the chip seal roads and continuing building up the new chip seal roads.
So on the hauled dirt to Metal Arc 6,
mm-hmm.
We haven't got a bill for that, I don't believe.
For the loader?
Yeah. Okay. Do we need to get hold of somebody or?
I got to call Travis tomorrow again anyways. I'll put a bug in his ear.
Okay, cool.
Is it with John Deere?
Yeah, I think it's with Murphy Tractor. I don't know if the rental company's separate. I mean, it's only $1,000 for that. And so I didn't even think of asking him today about it. All right, discussion of the chip seal and our updated plans. There you are. How far are you? How far is your dirt going up the county line?
We're pretty good. We're about halfway done. More, probably three quarters done on the dirt. Still got to do the shoulders and trim some trees on the county line. Then I got one culvert to put in.
And Jeff, I talked to him. He was getting your bolts and going to continue hauling tonight until it got too dark. Where are you to the driveways or are you to that big culvert?
I'm past the big culverts. I'm clear up to that first intersection down that little culvert.
Okay.
And then I'm almost to the first intersection, which is 158
or it's 144th.
Yeah.
We lived on 144th. So you're almost to there.
Build up from there to 1/3 and that's it.
Yep. By Friday, no more breakdowns?
Try, yeah.
Okay.
For the dirt work.
So is all we're adding right now dirt? No,
yep.
No rock, no anything?
Not yet.
Are we packing it yet?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. You got the packer down there.
Yep. And that stuff's coming out nice and wet. And
yeah, it's
beautiful. You were down there. What do you think?
got some other issues, though.
All he's been doing is hauling it and knocking it down. He needs some help.
Okay.
What are you thinking?
Well, not to ruffle anybody's feathers, but seeing what's happening with some of the roads from last year, I drove through them. I was asked to drive through them. And going down and Craig Nelson's Road, going up that road there, a profile for a roadway, which is what it does this way, is always designed for the right-of-way that you own. And the slopes that are required, both front slope and back slope, to fit within that right-of-way. And some of these ditches we've got where you are a V-ditch, and you worked for me at Dollinger, we never cut a V-ditch on any state or city project ever, because when that water hits the bottom of that channel, it starts eroding. And front slopes on every road we've ever built are a minimum of 3-to-1, if not more, 4 or 5-to-1. We got a lot of 2-to-1s out there. You start eroding that water down that channel with that 2-to-1 front slope, it starts eroding your front slope. Your front slope erodes, the edge of your roadway loses stabilization, and it's gone. Some of these roads are 60s, some of them are 50s, some are 40s on the right-of-ways. I took the buzz through the county's website to see what was what. And when you go to building a roadway up quite a bit higher than what you've got right-of-way for, you've either got to slope that clear out to the right-of-way and just let it run off into open pasture, which is great if you build it to run out like that. But if you don't have the room, and you're creating those narrow ditches that are just going to continue to erode and be an issue in the future. The other thing that I saw, and I'm sure the people who live in the township don't want to hear it, I would not chip seal those roads this year.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Andy.
I would not chip seal them this year.
I wouldn't chip seal another road in the county until we get them fixed right.
I would not do it. For what the cost of the chip seal, a couple of the other townships, and it works, I explained it to Carol, and I know there's heartburn, but I don't live in the township, I farm in the township, I'm a contractor, I ran Dollinger's Heavy Highway Division for about 15 years. I know there's heartburn in the township for the last 10 years over millings. However, once a road base is established, it needs time for traffic to be on it. The culverts that are put in need time to settle. Everything needs beat down. And what a couple of the other townships are doing, they're getting their base down, they're getting their roads prepped a year ahead of time, and then they're putting millings on them. Does two things. A, it's getting rid of the majority of the dust, not all of it. We live in the country, get used to it. But the other thing that it does is those millings have an oil content. They're not crushed limestone that turns to dust. So when you come in the following year, brush everything up a little bit. If there's any potholes, put another thin skiff of millings on, pack everything down. But when you put that emulsion oil on top of asphalt millings and then chip seal on top of that, you're creating an excellent bond layer. When you're taking those millings and putting them on top of the talcum powder, so to speak, you have no bond layer. And you'll see places, you drive out here where you see stop signs, mailboxes, you're seeing that chip seal scooting. People are coming up hard, they brake hard. You got a thin layer on top of limestone dust, and that stuff scoots and it doesn't bond. Now, a prime example of that is going over to McClure's Feed Yard, Adams Road and 210, go south. They've got 10 trucks of their own that are in and out of there every day. There's usually 4 or 5 of mine in and out of there every day, semis. There's grain haulers in and out of there every day. That road sees anywhere from 40 to 100 trucks a day. That's how it was built. And it's been there for 3 years, and it's standing strong. And it's also a road that has no ditches.
Did they chip seal that?
Mm-hmm. They paid for it themselves.
Oh, I bet they did, because they're the ones with all the traffic.
Yeah, but you know, that road, it was another one that goes back to, they got a 40-foot right-of-way. Because they got heavy truck traffic, they needed it wide. They sloped it to the edges to get the water off the edge. A lot of it, the land beside it's 3 foot higher, but they've not had an issue. Those deep V ditches, they're going to cause, in fact, I had the same thing, right? You know, going back to my topsoil pit. Mm-hmm. Old Shofi come back there, and he took his backhoe and he cut a deep ditch down that back road. Well, every time it rains, it just erodes and erodes and erodes and erodes and erodes. I went back there and I filled it back in. Just a nice mobile ditch, put a couple of rock ditch checks in, reseeded it. Hasn't eroded since. A lot of times that's to prevent some of that.
Okay.
So that's my 10 cents for what it's worth.
All right, so I just want to make sure I confirm what you're saying is that the two roads that we were working on, we should finish them, but not chip seal them this year.
I would put them on the list for next year.
Randy, do you agree with that? You do?
That's why I called him.
Okay.
I would also, one other thing that I see, and then I know everybody wants wider roads, but again, you go back to, you got a 40 foot easement in a lot of places. You know, 210's 24 foot wide. South Town's 22 foot wide. Stopped measured it the other day. Standard driving lane's 9 foot. I would cut your roads down to 20 foot. That'll let you put a flatter, longer front slope on it. And in the course bringing this dirt in, I would build that front slope out further. I'd put a nice 4-to-1 slope on it. Reduce your crown to 3%. State KDOT mandates 2-4% crown in the road. I went back, pulled out some of our old KDOT plans. 2-4%, set it dead in the middle. And I would do that from a liability standpoint.
You know, so would
legalities today, somebody goes down one of these roads at a 6% slope, slides off in a deep ditch, rolls a car and kills somebody, guess what? Here comes Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe attorneys from Wichita, and we're going to sue you for everything we can get.
So would you put millings back on those roads that we need to prep?
I would. After the base is placed, I'd get the base placed, grade it out, and then I'd put about a 3-inch layer of millings. Fortunately, at this point in time, with the unfortunate rise in inflation, the quarry's gone up enough on their rock that millings are starting to get competitive.
So the one thing that I've known from the past whenever it comes to millings is that they are so dry and there's nothing to adhere them to, or not very much. So do we need to have, I want to say oil rich, but or can it be dry?
No, you want some fresher millings. So that's one problem is the cheaper the millings, the drier they are. Because the asphalt contractors are allowed to put 50% of that back into an asphalt mix. They're doing that because of the oil content that's in them. So the stuff that they want to give away usually isn't very good.
Okay,
it's the stuff they don't want.
What about water?
Does water
make any difference with milling or with those millings?
You still want to water the surface before the prime oil is shot, before you start
chip
sealing.
But that doesn't really change the...
No, it doesn't change the complexity of the material. Okay. Yeah, the biggest thing is, and I've seen a lot of townships do this, because budgets are minimal, is they want to put it on as thin as humanly possible to try to appease everybody. It's what we try to band-aid, how state governments do it, city governments do it, try to appease people to band-aid it. And realistically, you need a 3-4-inch layer
of millings?
Yeah. You know, but look at it this way. You're not putting down 4-6 inches of KG&E rock.
Oh, okay. So
I'm saying you put your base rock down, but use your millings in lieu of your surface aggregate.
All right. So if you just can't get millings that have good oil content, then how do we get millings?
No, I think we can get some that have got good oil content to them. Apex got some up there. Alan's excavating up at Augusta. He's got a pile up there we've been hauling some out of. And it's pretty nice stuff. I laid some of it down, ran trucks on it, and it packed down nice. Last time I bought it was 14. Yep.
We're getting up there. But when we put them in there on that Prairie Creek condition, we put them in.
Now, like I said, it doesn't take all the dust away, but it certainly minimizes it. And when the chip seal goes down, it gives that chip seal a good surface to bond to. And that's what you want with the chip seal. You want it to bond.
So are we all in agreement that we're stopping the chip sealing? We won't do any chip seal this year then?
Yep.
Okay.
One other thing I would do, and Randy will love me for this one. Once those front slopes are shaped up, and of course we're dry right now, I would recommend getting any type of grass seed. Cheapest thing you can find, any type of vegetation.
We've got some rice seed at the shop.
Farmers will shoot you over that. Guaranteed. But you know, get some cheap brome seed, fescue, whatever, and try to get something started to hold those shoulders once they're completed.
So I suspect that we should then shoot for getting the roads prepped as much as we can before the fall. And then October time frame, we lay down the seed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just drive along, broadcast it out.
We've got it. We've got one that goes on right behind the tractor. Okay.
Sorry, Roberts.
Well, at least it's going to be the millings to where it's going to help some of the dust anyway.
Yeah.
It's a good long level road.
Yeah, as long as it's something that's going to last.
Okay.
Motion?
No, we don't need to make a motion.
We don't have to make a motion on that, but
I'll update the website.
We still want him to continue working on it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes, we need to get it done.
Right.
We need to get it prepped, for sure.
All right. Operator description. Oh, for the website.
Yeah.
All right, discuss operator description.
So, basically what I did is we didn't have one in the archives. I don't know. We had one for the overseer, but not for an operator. So, I had looked at Donlinger like you suggested, and then the other one.
Burkamp,
thank you. And neither one of them had any job descriptions for an operator that would cover all that stuff. I did find on Sedgwick County site, they had some, so I put that together and shared that with you guys. Really looking to your expertise, if it covered everything.
I think it covered most everything.
Okay, then I will get that on the website as well. And then we'll see about, if anybody knows somebody who's got a CDL, who needs a job.
Full-time, during the day.
Yep.
We're looking for a full-time operator.
All right.
We're gonna start at $12 an hour.
You've got
an idea. Good luck.
We need to wait.
We have a guy retired from Vulture.
Okay.
In January.
Okay. So, that's a little too late. I prefer earlier. Okay. Well, I am gonna get, like I said, I will post it out on the website where people can go and fill out the application. So.
I have had a guy apply as a driver, and I told him I would utilize him part time. Don't know that I want him full time.
Why?
It's very particular. He just doesn't fit my bill. Not a bad guy. And I'm still feeling my way through him. I don't think he's an operator per se, beyond a mower or something like that. But he's a guy.
We need somebody who can do it all, unfortunately. But thank you. Yeah, and if anybody else knows. And just for the record, on the recording, I was joking about the $12 an hour.
All right, let's discuss the water truck. So, to finish up the water truck, we need to bring the excavator back to the shop, have the backhoe there, the excavator there, raise it back up, get the jack stands back underneath it, run that one long weld and the one center weld, and then there's one up front that's cracked out. that we found when the tank tilted. And I was talking with Randy and Jeff. Jeff's supposed to let me know tomorrow, but we looked at July the 20th, Saturday.
It's 23rd.
It's the next, it's whatever the following Saturday from this Saturday.
Wednesday, July 20th, because 30th. That's a holy day of obligation.
Is it the 30th?
The 20th is my birthday. Oh, yes. Okay. I was kidding. So this 30th. Sunday, yeah, this Sunday is the 23rd, or this Saturday is the 23rd, so it'd be the
30th. So we talked about getting together on the 30th and wrapping that up, the welding part of it. It won't take long, and Jeff has all the stuff he needs to put the pump back together. And
I thought we had two pumps.
We do. But get the truck going, and then we're going to add that T on, the cap on it, and then this fall, add the other pump for the fire hose and the front sprayers.
In the fall?
Yeah, when it cools down, when it's not 110 degrees outside.
So is it going
look,
to be?
It'll be usable after we get it welded back up and that pump back on. And so
usable, but, like what it was,
it'll be better because after we pulled that pump apart, I showed you that impeller is halfway gone.
Yeah.
So that's the reason, and it was running one sprayer.
Okay.
So with the whole impeller there, it'll run two.
What about the electrical issues?
Electrical issues are fun, but I did find brake wires when I was under there. Just going to take some testing and find the right wire to go to the right hole. So basically, you got to go from the brake pedal, which is where your sensor's at, to the fuse box, which is not there underneath. So you got to run a wire from the brake switch back to the lights.
Okay.
And so, put an inline fuse in it.
Okay. So July 30th
is the planned date for us to.
And you'll get it. Get it done in one day.
We'll have the welding done. Jeff will have to put the pump back together. You know, does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Like, it'll be ready for the pump to be set back on there, plumbed in.
Okay.
Which, everything's there pretty much to plumb it back in.
Okay.
Have we heard from the county about?
Yeah, I talked to Joe today, and he was going to make some phone calls because they kind of threw him under the bus with that whole thing. But he's supposed to get back with me in a couple of days on the whole borrowing that extra water truck. But we're not in a hurry anymore either, because we're pushing it off till next year. With that, you know, he's not letting a lot of moisture expire out of the material.
Well, I understand that. And we also use the water truck to wet down other roads when it's 105 degrees.
I get it. That's the reason we've put this together, so we can get it back to going. And so, won't take much, but you know, you got somebody sitting in the excavator, because no matter what you have raised up there, it wants to leak down with that much weight all the way up there.
So how many hours do you think it'll take Randy or Jeff to get the pump ready?
He'd probably have it done the next Monday. After we finish it up on that Saturday, he could probably have it back together that
Monday.
Can
we just have it ready to go whenever you guys do it? I mean,
possibly.
Next week, just have him take one of those nights and do it?
Well, the pump ain't nothing.
I understand.
We got to raise the tank back off of it, pull the truck
out. No, I get it. I guess what I'm trying to
hook the pump back up?
Yeah, get it everything, you know, so as Saturday,
I can have him put the pump back together.
Okay.
Before then, I mean, everything's there now.
Just to make sure we can test it, make sure it pumps water out, goes into the tank, we can shoot it out.
Yep.
When you guys have all three of you guys there.
Yep.
In case you have to diagnose something else.
Yep.
Okay, fantastic.
So. Okay. All right. 11:30. All right, discuss other township issues. So before I forget about the important stuff, Travis was. Murphy called me today, and he asked me what's the amount we want to put down on the grader. Are we going to put all $253,000 down?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's what I told him, so we'll get to the other part. Who's going to sign the docs for the grader? One of us has to sign paperwork. He figured it'd be you because you're the clerk. But I didn't want to speak for nobody.
I'm fine with that. Okay. I expire in 6 months, but
it don't matter.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
You're expiring?
I'm expiring in 6 months, yes. You'll right. never see me again.
Yeah, right. He also needs a copy of the annual budget.
Who?
Travis.
Why does he need a copy of it?
For the financing.
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, he gave me this. 3.4% for 5 years, 3.9% for 7 years. So.
Sorry, 3.9% for what?
7 years, 3.4 for 5 years. The interest on 5 years would be $14,000. The interest on the seven would be $21,500. That's what we'll pay in interest.
Did you write that down?
Yeah.
So 14%. So we're $7,000. $7,000.
Basically $7,500 if we go 5 years. Yeah. I mean, you're looking at a payment just a little over $29,000 or a little over $22,000.
And we had
24,
almost 25 before.
No, it was higher than that. It's closer to 27. Oh, sorry. The one that we have now, the
one that we paid off.
No, yeah, you're right. But okay. The John Deere was going to be around 27.
Okay.
26 to somewhere around there.
It depends on which way you go with it.
Well, that was with what we had before where We're now putting down more money into it.
Right.
So.
What was this total price?
$385,934 is the purchase price.
How much?
$385,934.
So $772.
$772 GP. With our trade difference, it was $132,934.
And you said for a 5 year, it
for
would be...
For a 5 year, it came up to 29,000 and some change. For a 7 year, 22,000 and some change.
I'm not going to give my opinion.
Well, there's $7,000 in interest difference between the two. And the budget, I figured it for 30. And our next year's budget, just not knowing. So, I mean, it's not like we can't afford it and save the $7,500.
Well, the 2023 estimated budget I sent out to you guys, and...
I told you I was playing with it.
Yeah.
But I put it in there for 30 because I couldn't remember the numbers until he called me.
My opinion is that I would rather see 5 years. But, again... You guys are the ones that are going to have to pay for it. So.
There's $7,000 difference per year, and there's $7,500 difference in interest. And so, I'm all for saving the interest money. I hate making banks richer.
I'm for saving as long as we keep within the budget. So I would go 5.
We want to go 5 years?
Yeah. Is that what you want?
Yeah, I want to go 5.
Okay.
Save the money.
Okay.
Where we can.
And I'll need to get Travis's email from you. I don't know if I have it.
Okay. I've got it somewhere.
The 2022 budget or our 2023?
Yeah.
Because if it's 2023, that wouldn't be till September.
I'll ask him again until tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Because we haven't approved the budget for 2023, so we'd have to wait until September.
I'm sure it's just whatever we can get him.
Okay.
It's the Burke Township. It's not a big deal. He didn't understand why that's...
Yeah. Then he can go out to the website and get the budget. But
right.
I'll be happy to send it to
him. All right. We had other things to talk about on township issues.
My one thing that I wanted to ask about was the overseer's report, how we want to handle that going forward. Are you going to continue to fill in the blanks?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
super fantastic. I mean, I think we can get the...
I pretty much talk to the guys daily anyways.
Okay.
So.
And then the other thing I wanted to talk about was vouchers.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get with you and get that figured out what you're doing.
We just need to... I need to pass on the torch.
It's not a problem. I'll get with you on the weekend and on a Saturday.
Okay. It's not hard.
I know it's not hard. I've tried to, but you know me. In computers, we don't get along. Let's see. Jeff's been out mowing. We put new clutches and new... Did you get new blades for that mower? Just the clutches? We ended up having... We had to find some old blades and make them work because we ended up having some bent ones. So we do need a set of new blades. But... You did get both clutches replaced, right?
No, I just got one. I got two sets. We just put one in.
Okay.
On the way.
We still need to replace the main one. Okay. So, it's running fine now. He says he's not having any problems, so. But probably before we do our second mowing, new blades, and get that other set thrown in there. Anything else? He had a list of things.
Yeah,
we both had a list of things, and yeah, I can't.
I've got it.
All right. Well, I guess it's not that important. So, all right. Board business. Consider approval for handbook changes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So, what are we changing? What you've already done with the.
What I've already sent out, yes.
Okay. Okay. Aye.
Aye.
I already said aye.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yep. I was the first one to go.
Sorry.
We need to get both of them to sign a new handbook with all
yes.
the changes.
Yep.
Consider approval to get a debit card for Randy Elliott with a match expense of $2,000. With this one, I'm going to say, let's offer him the overseer's job. He knows what's going on. He's been here for 3 years? Going on four?
No, 5 years.
Seems like five.
No, you're right. It's almost been four. You're right. We started at the same time. Okay. So the concerns you had before, you don't have those concerns anymore?
No. No, we've talked through everything, so.
Okay. This needs to be another agenda item, and we need to discuss on what his pay is going to be.
I get that.
Which we shouldn't talk about that in
public.
In public, yeah.
It sparked me. I meant to talk about it in the last issue, but.
Okay.
So, I'm thinking with everything, we just get him a full-time helper, and.
Cause okay.
He knows what's going on.
All right, so we can do either one of two things. We can either just vote for this and wait till the next meeting to vote about promoting him to overseer, or we can go into a special meeting right now and discuss that, and an executive meeting, not a special meeting, to discuss what we would pay him.
You want some time to think about it?
Mr. Chairman, may I make a comment, please?
Yeah, you got to figure out what you're obeying. You guys are pretty hard on overseers.
Yeah, you think?
A little bit.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman, can I speak, please? I just have a suggestion. You can go into a session, but you surely should have revised the agenda prior to, but
I
don't
know.
Think anybody cares.
I'm just saying
that.
But
you can certainly temporarily appoint somebody as overseer on a temporary basis. And then you can talk about pay next meeting. So, that being said.
That's kind of what I should have spit it out to discuss township issues.
I mean, I'm doing that now. It don't really matter.
So,
right.
So I say we vote on this, and then we can discuss it, give him some time to think about it.
Make you an offer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, I did that out of context. That was my fault. I knew there was something else I wanted to talk about. All right, so let's start over. Consider approval to get a debit card for Randy Elliott with a max expense of $2,000.
Per day.
Per day.
Read it out again, please.
Consider approval to get a debit card for Randy Elliott with a max expense of $2,000 per day.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 You're not that cheap.
I'm waiting for you to catch up.
Yeah, I'm
good. Good? All right, third item, consider approval to have the ham roller AC fixed. So it's got a major leak somewhere. Not sure where. It could be in a line, which the lines go through the cab up into the condenser up in the roof. When the guy was out working on the temporary grader we had, he looked at it for me free of charge and tried to help me figure it out, and they're going to have to take part of the cab off, so he suggested taking it to him up there and let them fix it. And no idea on cost, probably a couple thousand. Save the towing and chalk it up there, let them fix it, because it's miserable. I got the doors, the window temporary fixed where he can open it, but if one more bolt rattles out, then he can't open the windows. And if that compressor locks up, the whole thing shuts down.
Want the air conditioner? Okay. It'd be nice.
It's kind of like the semi, you know, you lose that belt, you lose water pump and another thing. I don't know why they tie all these things in together, but they do.
My only concern about this is not having a price. I mean,
I tried calling and getting a price today, but it, you know, it's just like this, 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 and this. I mean, that machine itself, I mean, besides purchase, the only thing we've done is change the fluids.
All right, can we cap it at 2,000 then?
Yeah, I was going to say.
I mean, is that enough? You said a couple thousand.
They got to take the cab off of them to fix it.
They have to open the cab up, but they have to take the top.
Because 2,000. I just had the AC fixed on my swap, the fiberglass top.
Yeah.
I got a $2,300 bill. They worked on it for 6 hours. So I'd say you're probably closer to 4 or 5. Just knowing what
Say that again.
I'd say you're closer to 4 or 5, just knowing what they're charging. What we've been experiencing recently,
yeah. And it
in
could
repair
be,
bills,
you know, it could be a simple line.
Drastically.
But anyway, they go at it. They got to test it. They got to take that top off to get in there and test the A-coil. So we can set a cap to it, but I don't think it's just a guess at a couple thousand.
Little Randy, would you mind if we didn't get it done until after you get the roads prepped? I mean, if we do that, I guess it doesn't matter. We aren't doing it for the rest of the day, so, or for the rest of the year. So if we stop and he can go work on patching holes in roads and stuff like that. I don't know, $5,000. Is it worth $5,000?
Oh, yeah. What do you think that ham roller is worth, Randy? You're in the equipment.
Today's market?
Yeah.
40 to 50. Maybe more. If
so 10%
at the auction.
Yeah.
So 10% of our cost.
It sucks, but it, I mean.
I'll tell you what. You know what we did, Chris.
Yeah.
Took the windows out.
Problem with this one is that compressor. If it locks up, it shuts part of the machine down.
Yeah, if it's a compressor, replace the compressor and move on. I mean, if the compressor's still spinning, it's not a bad compressor. It's just losing freeze.
Right.
That compressor will still sit there and free spin.
We charged it with Freon
twice
this year.
I put stop leak in it the second time so I could find out where it was leaking. That's why he had his black light out there trying to find it.
And you couldn't find it?
Nope. That's why we're thinking the condenser up in the cab is leaking. and it could have been a little pinhole because you can't chase the hose all the way up the cab sides.
Well, if you've replaced it twice, it can't be just a pinhole. That's quite a bit, I would think.
I mean, it worked for what?
I don't know, you got it.
We charged it, and we drove it from the shop to Metal Arc 6, ran it that night, and then the next day it was out of Freon.
Can you visibly see most of your lines?
Well, he said he did a black light and they couldn't find it.
We took the black light from the compressor to everything that we could see. That's the reason they got to pull that cab, and that's a pain.
I would prefer that we get an estimate.
Okay.
I mean, if we take it in there, I mean, we could say do a cap of $4,000, but what do we do if it's $4,001, you know?
And they're halfway through it. And
right.
Say, oh, it's going to take another grand.
Yeah.
To get the job done.
Right.
We're and then we have you, to wait. We're going to charge you the first $4,000 anyway before we've
already done. Exactly. So, I don't know. I mean, that's, I'm just, I guess if we have to fix it, we have to fix it. But, yikes.
Yep.
Carol?
I mean, I know it's, you know, basically I call it a guesstimate, but get at least kind of close.
Didn't get me back in time.
No, I know. I know. I'm not saying you. I'm just...
I mean, if we have to, I mean,
drive
we can
it
do
in
it.
There and let them look at it and tell us.
I mean, if we have to, we can do a special meeting for one item, quick and done and dirty.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's the big issue that we have besides the water truck is that thing. Because I know when I was running it the other day when it was 103, oh my God.
Okay, we need to vote to table it.
Okay. Consider approval to have the ham roller AC fixed.
Table approval.
Oh, duh. All right. I move to table to have the ham roller AC fixed.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Item number 4. Consider approval to hire a part-time person for $10 to trim trees for chip seal projects.
I would like to change that to $10 for whatever could be odd jobs around the shop, helping fix stuff, whatever, not just specifically trim trees.
Well, my opinion is our budget is so tight as it is.
Well, it's a part-time. If we're out of money, then they don't work that week or whatever. But I think for $10 an hour.
Who are you going to find for $10 an hour?
I got a neighbor kid that mows lawns that might do
it. Well,
but he's only 16. For a part-time person to do what y'all want to do, I get it. But y'all are looking for, if y'all do promote Randy to overseer and then hire a full-time to take his place.
Then we won't
agree.
Need.
Then
yeah.
why not just wait and see what comes out?
Because we...
Well, we're tabling the chip seal.
Okay. We had somebody say they would come in, they would help us weld, they would help us do some stuff. They didn't want paid, but legally we have to pay them something. They said to pay to minimum wage.
You know,
so that's what we were doing. I don't because they're a good welder.
You haven't been with the township as long as I was. I experienced it.
Thank God.
And it wasn't a good idea.
You can hire him for $10.
I agree.
You don't have to finish them this year. What's the pressure?
What?
What's the pressure? You don't have to finish the chip seal this year. What's the pressure?
Well, I mean, there's plenty of other things that have to get done. I would love to say that we could hire a full-time person in the next couple weeks, but we know that that's not going to be the case. I mean, for one thing, even if we found somebody tomorrow, we'd have to wait till the next meeting, unless we did a special meeting to hire them.
So we're looking at hiring somebody temporary
Yes.
Until we get a full-time person hired?
I am fine with saying that.
Are you going to take applications? Are you going to put it out to public?
Nope, and you should. It's the law.
We can. It's not the law.
It is. If you're going to hire them into a government entity, it's pretty much it, yeah. Kind of like drug testing.
Okay. So do you want to change this out? Do you want to leave it the way it is?
Yeah, I want to change it to temporary.
To hire a temporary part-time?
Yep.
And take out the two trim?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Consider approval to hire a temporary part-time person for $10 an hour.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Abstain?
I'm sorry?
Abstain? Have my girl about money. All right. Citizen's turn.
The only thing I ask, there's a lot of people here I kind of know, maybe not know, but if you do speak, please just give me your name. I don't need your address.
All don't go at once. Raise your hand.
Nobody wants to speak. You want to speak, don't you?
What is going to be the difference in cost?
That's Linda Robert there.
Thank you.
Difference in cost of the millings versus the chip seal that we're going to do this year. Do we know?
3 inches.
That's what we should have.
22 foot wide.
Dang it.
So what they're going to do is they're still essentially prepping the road for chip seal. Huh. They're just going to let it get where it needs to be first. In lieu of putting the KG&E rock, which is a surface aggregate on, they're putting millings on instead. I would say there's probably quick numbers in my head, a cost of 15% upcharge, you know, the millings versus the KG&E rock, but that is all in part of the preparation for the millings anyway, or for the chip seal anyway. And I believe that millings will prolong the life of your chip seal.
But I'm just wondering what the difference in cost is.
About $4 a ton.
As far as the budget for this year goes.
Oh.
Because I know we have budgeted, and you guys have budgeted for the chip seal this year. And if it's not going to cost more now, if it's going to be less, then my question is.
You're looking at about a $55 to $5,800 difference.
So you think that the millings are about 14, did you say, a ton?
It was the last I bought, which was 3 weeks ago.
Okay, because like the gray rock's 11 and a quarter, mm-hmm. Cream is 1560, and the salt and pepper is 1235.
Right.
And screenings are 395. So
what do we think as far as cost for the millings to do the roads for this year in the budget, since we're not doing chip seal?
Well, they have the entire chip seal project in the budget.
Right, exactly. But since they're not going to do that this year.
I don't know what your price was from the county to do the chip seal portion itself. $38 per mile?
Per mile, $38,000 per mile. $37 and some change.
It will go up next year.
Just for the millings though this year, because what I'm saying is there's going to be money, extra money in the budget because you were budgeting more for the chip seal, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well,
we're a little tight this year as it is. So.
Okay. Yeah. And so, what my feeling is if I know Chris had discussed getting a something that would help cut the trees quicker and easier, cut the trees back. If we're going to have a little bit of extra money in the budget, I would propose doing something like that, because we already are short on people and it takes a lot longer. I've never done it, but just watching them do it, when they go to tear the trees out with, like, say, the backhoe or whatever it is they use, versus using that cutter, I would think that that would be a lot faster, and it will be a lot easier, and save a lot of man hours to purchase that type of equipment to use, versus trying to pay somebody $10 an hour to hand cut, or something like that that's going to take a lot longer. I don't know. That's just that was just kind of off the top of my head.
Yeah, because you have some neighbors that are very upset because we're trimming their trees.
Yeah.
They were upset in the 70s when I was running the cycle board. They were trimming the trees.
They scream and yell at the power company.
They were
upset. But, you know, but there's so many people, there's so many places that we need the trees cut back on so many roads. And so many of them are a safety issue. It's not to the point where it's well, we can wait on that, or we can do it. They need to be cut because if the township has been notified that those are not a safety issue, and then someone had a car accident and somebody's killed or injured, then the township, as for what I understand, would be liable because that wasn't taken addressed and taken care of in a timely manner. And I know some trees right now that I pull up at 31st and 159th. It's east of, on 31st, east of 159th. Those trees are growing out. You have to pull more than halfway out into the intersection. If there's somebody coming, you're going to get hit. You're going to get creamed.
The whole
because those people
trees.
Come flying down there. And that's a safety issue.
I think that if I remember correctly, it was 35 for that attachment.
Yeah, it just depends on what we went with, and there's several different. I mean, I've had prices from 10,000 to 50,000.
Okay, I think that is faster than stripping them.
Then you can come back and clean it up later on.
I mean,
I did.
When you strip them, you got to have a guy hauling back.
Well, the cutting might have to do the same thing.
If we ground them, they'd be done right there.
Oh, that had a grounding attack?
That last deal I brought up was the grinder. That's what. Who's got that grinder? Bannon?
No. Allen's has got a grinder.
Yeah.
They put it out on 3 or 4 township roads. First time it rains and all the culverts are plugged up. They said no more of that chip.
Because of the chip.
Oh. And then not to mention,
you have to go
when
in.
You run one of those grinders, you stay far away. Put a guard on the front of the machine. You're sitting right here. I mean, just like a county line, I drove up there and saw a few trees there. That thing's sending shards flying. We bought one at Donlinger, used it on one job.
Okay.
And the one we bought, we paid $90,000 for, and you hate to spend 90 grand and only use it one time.
Yeah.
But we found out real fast we didn't want to use it again.
Okay.
So what would you suggest to quickly cut those trees back?
Raking them with an excavator is the fastest, easiest way to do it. It does offend a lot of people.
Looks ugly.
It looks ugly for 6 months. A year later, it looks fine. Mm-hmm. We've done several for Rock Township, for Maple Township. We've got a thumb bucket, instead of actually a thumb, we've got a thumb bucket where I can just reach over and pinch your finger with it. And we set an end, a big half round end dump right there with us. We go down the line, rake them down, put them in the end dump, get them going. We have a skid steer running right behind us to clean them. That's the fastest, easiest way to do it. Mm-hmm. Prior to inflation, we were doing them for about $5,500 a mile.
So what we've been doing already, for the most part.
Kind of, yeah.
And I know the other part the township goes up against is
he reaches a little higher.
Rip them down, get them out of the way.
It's a little easier.
And two neighbors down is just like you. Two neighbors in between. Well, those are my trees. Well, technically they're in township right away. They're not. And they need to be either you trim it the way you want it or the township's coming through and taking care of it.
Well, they're on the safety side.
No, not over here. Sunder County.
I hate you saying what I was going to say, that you know, most trees growing on fence lines, belong to these homeowners, and it's up to them to maintain them. Uh-huh. And if they don't maintain them, the township does have the right to come in and maintain them.
And if you got it, you know, if it was me and I had an unruly one that came out there and wanted to throw a ringtail fit, send them a notice. You got 30 days to have this maintained back to these standards, or this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
You put the ball back in their court.
Most of the time we've been stripping right in front of the driveway on both sides. We'll saw cut it, you know, so it's not straggly hanging out in their drive. And that's been peasing about everybody. The cedars, if they're on our side, if they're in the fence line, we'll saw trim them because it looks like crap when you strip them. Otherwise, stripping them's the way to go. It would be nice to, you know, bring in somebody and get a few miles done. That's for another discussion.
Yeah, if we're talking $11,000 or more for 2 miles, that's a lot.
Can you guys go get the prisoners cut trees like we did back in the 70s?
I'm sorry?
Can you go get the prisoners cut the trees like we did back in the 70s?
No, they have rights.
Yeah, they do. They had rights back then, too, but, you know.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, 3 million a day. Come out and saw trees.
Had good AC.
And chop them up.
Linda, did you have anything else?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Tough question. Where can we go?
I'm sorry, what's your name?
I'm sorry, Thea Kilpatrick.
Oh, hey.
I would like to know where we can go and see the letter from the insurance underwriter stating that Mr. Kilpatrick on the board would not be covered as our overseer. Where can I see that letter and view it?
I will have to talk with the attorney to see if that can be given.
Okay. Well, I'm sure Chris can get it anyway.
Yeah,
well,
Chris has it, so.
Okay. I would also like to know, does the township actually do random drug screenings of their employees?
Yes.
When was the last one done?
He had one last year at the beginning.
At the beginning?
I had one last year.
Too. Yeah, he did too.
But do you do them frequently? Are they?
I'm going to be honest. I have not done a good job.
Send people out to a facility to have them done? I'm just curious.
That's the way we did. We did vote a few months ago.
Was it last year?
That we would go with the cup.
Okay.
That showed 31 different flavors. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
When you received the letter, and I know I may be overstepping, but I'm going to say it. When y'all received the letter from Mrs. Cox, who happens to be Chris's ex-mother-in-law, on a civil matter child custody case.
It was your responsibility.
Was he requested, as soon as you got that letter, to go have a random drug screen done for a DOT test?
Really? I'm sorry.
When you received the letter from Mrs. Cox, who does not live in our township, I might add, who is Chris's ex-mother-in-law, based on the civil court child custody case, did you request Mr. Kilpatrick to go have a random drug screen done as soon as you received that letter?
And
before
Chris doesn't
you
live
made
in
the decision to
either,
remove
sweetheart.
Him as overseer?
As I stated.
Like that. You don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I'm sorry.
You don't even know what our township boundaries are.
I'm sorry, Carol, what did you say?
I said Chris doesn't live in our township either.
Yes, he does. He lives up north of us.
Okay.
This is his brother's house. This is not Chris's house.
And that's not where they took the grandkids for their visitations and for all of that. That's not where they've been?
They've been to our house. They've been to her house. Yes.
Let's not start arguing. We're asking questions.
I'm asking a very
valid, legitimate
question.
And will you, Thea, please, let me answer the question.
And I'm speaking loud enough so everyone can hear
And that's
me.
Fine. No, he did not. I immediately called EMC. Well, not immediately, because it was on a Friday night after 7:38 o'clock. I followed EMC, or contacted ICI, who's our insurance company, who then informed me to contact EMC. As our insurance company.
Okay.
Who then referred us to an attorney.
Don't we have a county attorney?
I attempted that as well.
Okay.
Again, he has all that information. If he wishes to share that with you as a family member, I'm not going to stop that. I am not going to provide that information without making sure I can or cannot do that.
Okay. I'm asking you because I know this is a public forum. We are paying citizens.
Absolutely. And that is our utmost concern, is to make sure that we follow the rules of the township.
I understand. And that's why I say, I'd like to see the letter from the insurance company stating that he would not be covered by our, by your standards or their standards as our overseer. I'm not citing to get him back as overseer. I'm just asking if everything was done in a legal and methodical method to prevent the township from having something come back on us because something was done illegally.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay.
All right. So let me just make sure. If I get approval from the attorney, and I would assume Chris would have to approve it as well.
Right. And I agree.
How would you like that to be sent?
Is it public knowledge?
If it's public knowledge, you can fill out a meeting or a records request.
Okay.
And I'll be happy to send it to you that way.
Because I have seen that letter you're talking about, and it does not have the insurance company.
And I have also seen it, and it does not actually state that the insurance company.
That's what she's asking.
That's what I'm saying. Where is the letter that they stated they would not cover him as overseer?
Okay. Got it.
Okay.
Three times.
Thank you. We're
good.
Now, I have some things to say. I drive these rooms. Fortunately, I don't live there
anymore.
My name's Julie Winslow.
I know the name. Don't worry about it.
Well, good. I'm glad. And everybody else that doesn't know that, that's my name.
Yes.
You need to be professional up there.
That's why.
Yes, you do.
Not being smart mouth.
And smarty. And, you know, that's just not necessary.
That's not.
You know, I need to bring you back to a time when I set up random drug testing as required by law. You know this is required. I've sent you all that. I gave you a folder complete with it. This is a regulation that DOT requires. They don't require the DOT, I guess, the physical the same way, but they do require those random drug testing. And I've sent you all of this stuff in the past, and I had a folder set up on it, and the previous township board had a consortium that they hired. And that way, every so often, I'd get a call, because I was the person that was the liaison, and they would have to go and get drug tested. Usually not more than one, but they had to go get drug tested. So, you know, you have put the township at risk by not continuing this lawful procedure. So I don't like that. You know, being on the township board, I think it's a power struggle in most cases. I think the people that pay the highest price are the people that want to do things right. And believe me, I paid a high price. I think this was an excuse. I think you know that Chris could rehire himself. I told him I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. I think you can and you cannot refuse to pay him. But I'd move on if I was him because it would be too much. You know, you wanted Ed Templin, Carol. You know that. And Ed Templin made it very public that he was going to hire your brother back. Your brother wouldn't even give the insurance company information about his license.
Why are we bringing?
I'm just
saying. Why are we bringing up 8 years ago?
We couldn't get any drug.
Because that was the worst time for this.
It's been 8 years, but you know, I just think that the rules should apply to everyone. That's all I'm stating that
everyone.
For.
Okay, so if everyone. They had drug tests last year, that's not good enough for you?
No, I'm saying you should belong to that consortium instead of ordering on Amazon or something.
All right, thank you.
You should belong to that consortium.
Is there anything else?
So, I don't know, maybe.
Okay.
No, I don't think so. It's my turn.
Okay,
I'll just reserve the right to come back then.
Okay.
8 years ago, I listened to some of the most spectacular stories.
We're not going to go back 8 years.
Than that. We're going to move on.
Mr. Tracy, we're not
going to
go back 8 years.
Excuse me, I didn't interrupt.
They just said.
And so here we are living really 8 years
for everybody.
I don't know who you are. I'm sorry.
State your name, please. That's what Mr.
Full disclosure, Carol's my wife.
That's not your name, sir. They asked you to state your name at the beginning of the meeting, did they not, when you started to speak?
His name is Terry Tracy.
My name is Terry Tracy. What's your name?
Thank you.
David Gilbeck.
Hi, David. Anyhow, I come in here thinking we're going to move on, and we're going back 8 years. Let's not do that, shall we?
Yeah, we wouldn't want anybody to know any of that stuff.
You really don't want to know some of the stuff that I know.
Okay. Okay.
I sat in this room and listened to you tell lie upon lie.
You know, what do you think you tell your day at this building?
And when we ask for the proof,
okay, please.
I'm sorry. The budget has been overshot.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I want to know why I keep hearing this rumor, and I hear it at the senior center even, that the township has overshot their budget $200,000, and it's Chris's fault. Why do I keep hearing that rumor? Has anybody like you said anything about that? Do you not understand that you have an overage that somebody has reserved for road purposes like chip seal, that you have to make a motion to carry it over because otherwise you'll be burnt at the end of the following year and your budget will be reduced?
Okay, thank you. Anything else?
Did you do that when you were supposed to regarding that budget? You should be able to look on your clerk's log and tell if it is.
Okay, thank you. I'll look that up.
You do that.
Anybody else? Yes, dear.
Nikki Armstrong, why are you in here starting stuff?
Okay, we're not going there. Anybody else?
You don't live in this township.
It doesn't matter. I drive the road, sweetheart.
You don't live in here. You're bringing up
there's
stuff
people that don't
me.
Live
okay,
in here.
Okay,
right
please,
now.
Please. I asked to keep it civil, and I'm not keeping it civil, and that's bad on me, but please.
Well, I would also like to know, like, why are we arguing a drug test? There was random tests done last year. If there was a tip sent in by anybody and someone has failed it, why is it being argued?
That was a civil personal case. And
but
she violated his medical privacy by sending that information to the board and the commissioners.
Yep. So, if
she is now facing a loss
that one of the other board members is doing drugs, sure. And they send in a thing.
I'm just letting you know.
It's not, okay. It's not that.
Yes, Rex.
Oh, Rex.
It's our call is meeting to be closed.
And that's why
thank you.
Thank you.
If you guys need any help with anything, I'll get you an updated price.
You need help